the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, in the previous episodes up to now, we have counted the different seven stages and different verses of the Holy Quran regarding the state of closeness of man to the Almighty Allah. We said that these paths are depicted clearly, but the one who does not want to stay in the right path will, of course, intentionally choose to stay out of this way. But what we concluded up to now is this, that first, human is determined genetically to God, and what he has to do is to resort to a power. But what does fill this natural gap? Resorting to the Almighty Allah. The second point is that all human beings, based on their nature, are after an invincible power which dominates the whole creation. And this is frequently and repeatedly stated by the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran says, لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُونَ لَهُمْ بِشَيْءٍ. To him is due the true prayer, and those whom they pray to besides Allah give them no answer. إِلَّا كَبَاسِطِ كَفَّيْهِ إِلَى الْمَاءِ لِيَبْلُغَ فَاهُ وَمَا هُوَ بِبَالِغِ. But they are like the ones who stretch forth their two hands towards water, that it may reach their mouth, but it will not reach it. وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ. The prayer of the unbelievers is only in error. This means that دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ, the prayer of the unbelievers, is because of their nature. They have the God-seeking nature, but the point is that in the path to find the infinite and limitless power to resort to, they have chosen the wrong one. This is what they have done wrong. This is where they have gone wrong.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, That is where the answer will come. Harapujo keshti opanjoravat. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ob kamju tishnagi ovarbedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Tabeju shad obaz balova as. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, the verse of the Holy Quran says, وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ظَلَّ مَنْ تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. When distress afflicts you in the sea, away go those whom of you who call except He. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ أَعْرَضْتُمْ. But when He brings you safe to the land, you turn aside. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. And man is ever ungrateful. And we have another verse which is like this one. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ. This is the nature of man that seeks God. When affliction touches a man, he calls on us, دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا. Whether he is lying on his bed or sitting or standing. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ضُرَّهِ. But when we remove his affliction from him, مَرَّ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَى ضُرٍّ مَسَّهِ. He passes on. When his affliction is removed, he passes on as though he has had never called on us on account of an affliction that had touched him. كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Thus, that which they do is made fair-seeming to the extravagant. This means that all human beings have this nature. They have this nature of God-seeking. But it is their intention. It is on their own. It is their own choice to try to be awakened when they see these awakening signs. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ. When we give man an asset, he avoids us. وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُ. But when he is afflicted, فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ. He has gone to choose long prayers. So, with an eye to these points, the first effect of supplication is to fill out this gap which exists in the human nature. Why do we have to engage in supplications? Why do we have to resort to the Almighty Allah through supplication? To fill this gap. This will stop man's falling in the wrong path. This is what helps him to avoid the hazards. This is because resorting to limited powers causes man to engage in flattering others, man's humiliation and mental failures. And it also, of course, causes above all to forget God, and as a result to suffer greatly. In fact, the school of supplication, the core and true meaning of supplication, is a general invitation to all needy, to all depressed, to all sufferers, and the promise to accept and to respond to these needs on the part of the great Almighty Allah's power, which is the only power that can solve the problems. And if the servants and if the true supplicants recognize this, and this is the condition of the acceptance of dua, they have turned and they have come to the absolute cause. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.